Boker tov, everyone. Good chodesh. I want to thank the Olam. It's incredible the response and the excitement, and I should continue because this is something I think the limud of the future. We're trying to also combine Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is the most incredible sefer that you see how many commentary has been written. So I'm using Chabad, I'm using Sfardi, Ramut Chaliyo, Avadi Yosef, Piskatruis, and again the classical Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with the Mizgeh Shulchan. One of your incredible things, Mizgeh HaShulchan, was written by, I forgot, I think it was Shaya Kun, of Chaim Kun, but basically a big Pesach in the time of the of Rav Shlomo Gantzvid. And Rav Shlomo Gantzvid liked it so much, and then later printings, he actually reprinted it with the Haggos, with the commentary, which shows you why he was zeichet to so many reprints and everything else, is because he was so humble and willing to look for the truth. So here we go. We have many, many interesting shilas. I'm trying to make this as practical as possible. Halacha has to be as practical as possible, and especially when it applies to today. So there were many interesting shilas we actually left off of the past of people sent in regarding, for example, I mentioned refet, meaning by kibbutzim and different areas where they use fertilizer. I looked up, fascinating, the fertilizer today is mostly made of chemicals. Number two, the ikker we see from the poskim and the Mishnah Berurah, the Halacha mentions this, is the idea that it causes pain, distress, and therefore something's really smelly. I mentioned socks. You know, how many things we don't even think about. Really smelly socks could be a problem if it's something that really bothers people. That's really what it's based on, according to the Bi'ah Halacha. So keep that in mind when it comes to diapers, potties, like I said, fertilizers, or even garbage cans, or these porters to go, potties to go. You have in many construction areas, or in the shul, we have actually them. I just saw them in the shul. All these things, many times, the best thing is to do is to make sure at least we're not directly facing them. Or as long as it doesn't smell and we are 6 feet away, we usually are going to be safe. Okay, today we're going to discuss a lot of interesting shadows when it comes to today's bathrooms. Do they change from the old days, mikveh, showers, and everything else? So let's go. The halacha that we're starting with is actually in Siman Hey Halacha Tes. A house that a person is praying in, whether a wife is at home and she's praying, and she finds tzoyah, she finds excrement, or she finds a dirty diaper. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is, for example, if it's a shul. So since even if it if the excrement or whatever it was behind the shliach tzibur and distant from him 6 feet, which like we said is the main distance that one should have, nevertheless, because it's in front of someone in the congregation, that means it's anywhere in the shul, you have to stop the davening. Interesting that Chabad in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch of the Piskei Admor HaZaken, basically he says about the Tani, he says that if it's Pesukos Dima, it's not such a problem because anyway, it's not being made to anyone. The next halacha in Yud tells us if a person is davening and they should have checked the area. So, for example, a person's, like I said, a woman's davening at home and she finds after she davened a potty or mamash, a dirty diaper with excrement. So, what's the halacha? The halacha is that since she was supposed to check, it's considered a pshia, it's negligence, and therefore a person now, when it comes to Shmonesre, davening, it's like a korban, you have to daven Shmonesre again. When it comes to Shema, you repeat Shema again, but the Brachas Kitzur says not to. Other places, like Chabad, Sfarim, and Mishnah Berurah all say that you should actually say the Brachas of Shema also. When it comes to Birkas Hamazon and other Brachas, again, according to Kitzur, you don't say it because it's something Brachas Lahakel, but when it comes to the place, you should say it again because you should have checked the area. So that's very fascinating, Halacha. If it comes to Miraglaim urine, one should not have to repeat everything again. Although Chabad says you should. Next, when it comes to someone that passes gas, a human being, especially sometimes a person eats the wrong thing, a person cannot daven when there is still smell that's coming out of his body or around his body. However, interesting distinction when it comes to learning with someone, so if a person is davening to someone, you're davening, you have to stop davening. But if a person is learning, you do not have to stop. The person that's learning doesn't have to stop. The person that passed gas has to stop until it doesn't smell anymore. I saw that some poskim say that this is only when a person, it's like a temporary thing. But a person, let's say, has a problems with his stomach, so then there's much more room to be lenient. This applies also to catheters and other things that it might be smelly. The key point is that those type of things have to be at least covered. Catheters and urine and everything else is much worse than passing gas because it's not considered something that has ikkar. It doesn't have a real source. Okay. When it comes to Beis HaKisa and Halacha Beis, a Beis HaKisa technically is like these outhouses that people used to go. And even like I said, mentioned today, sometimes you had these in construction sites. However, in the old days, they were very dirty. And even the entire area, the entire house that's housing the area where people used to go to the bathroom. You went to camping, or you go to the army. So those areas, a person has to really treat them like the entire thing is almost like what's called a graf sheri, and therefore it's a place of tsoya, and you have to for sure not face it. That's and distance yourself 6 feet away. Like I said, today bathrooms are sometimes palaces, and therefore there's much more room to be mako when it comes to today's bathrooms. Even if you're facing them, technically speaking, the walls are not going to be the same status as excrement. When it comes to this interesting, what's called like these types of chairs, they used to have these chairs with holes, and a person would have like a potty underneath, a chamber, and they would be able to go to the bathroom, and then they would move the chamber. Especially today, interesting that the Omot Chalion, another Svarish person, say that if a person davened next to an actual toilet, but it was covered and it was clean and didn't smell, technically it would be okay. Lechatchil, of course, we don't do so. Grav Shel Rei on Avichim Raglaim, which is Halacha Yud Gimel, speaks about these chamber parts that I just mentioned. So there's a distinction from what they're made of. If they're made of mateches and tzchuchit, which is metal and glass, it's much more easy to be lenient because they're washed well and they don't smell. If they're made of earthenware and wood, one should be more strict. What about plastic today? So there, the poskim say that it's a little bit, you can be more makel too, because if you clean it, it is considered much cleaner, not smelly and disgusting. Nevertheless, these things preferably should be taken out of the room, or at least it should be in back of you, and preferably should be 6 feet away. What about our bathrooms, meaning of bathhouses? A person goes in the shower. So the Kitzur says, even in a shower, a person should not think about the Dvar Shebik Dusha. You shouldn't mention Hashem's names, especially even when it comes to God, Boga, as you say in Russia, which all means God. And even to say Shalom to one's friend, one should not do this. Even if your friend, his name happens to be Shalom, you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem either. That's somewhat more lenient. However, today the place can say that our bathrooms are, like I said, the bathhouses, and especially even mikvahs, are so clean, hopefully, usually, and therefore there's actually room to be more lenient and to think divatur, especially the Sfadah Shepherds can say that if you're in the mikvah itself, you can think, but the best is to make the water a little bit cloudy so you do not see your erva, your nakedness. When it comes to davening or praying in front of erva, that means someone's nakedness, and this applies according to most places. When it comes to a child, a boy 9 years old or a girl 3 years old, a person should not be saying davar shebekedusha. So what do? One of the eitzas, even in the kids who doesn't like this, is to close your eyes. That's one of the possibilities. But the best is to turn one's body completely around. Obviously, when you're at the chasan at the wedding, and let's say a woman is not modest. So the problem there, so the only real eitzah is to either put the sefer in front of you or to close one's eyes. A woman's body, when it comes to areas that are usually covered, that's when there's a question about saying davar shebekedusha. So the halacha is, if there is a shir tefach, people don't always notice that this makes a major difference. That means if it's less than 3 to 4 inches, there's more room to be lenient in certain cases. For example, a woman's sleeve usually should be covered up into the elbow. But if it's not, and it's showing a little bit, there is room to be lenient if it's less than 4 inches. Again, the chatchila, that should be covered. But if a person is davening, benching, and all these interesting applications that happens quite often, well, there is more room to be makel. This applies to hair covering too. Although by hair covering, even the Ben Ish Chai and the Chashuvim say that if someone is davening or benching and a woman is not covering her hair, so even though the chatchila should cover hair, but legabe benching, there's what to rely on, and certainly not to embarrass her. When it comes to singing, it's the same concept of erva, and in any of the area that the body is supposed to be covered, a person, interestingly enough, when a person is davening and he hears women singing, so the best thing the kids says is to try as much as he can to focus on his dvam shebekedusha and not pay attention. That's the power of our mind. Have an amazing day.